Alrighty. We picking me up? That looks like my voice. We're on the mic. We're on here. And welcome back to another episode of the Mr. Friendship Podcast, gang. We have a doozy of an episode today. We're going to be talking about more cancer stuff. We're going to be talking about radiation and all sorts of really fun stuff. I haven't done an episode in a while now, and I'm sorry that I haven't been doing more of the podcast and I haven't been putting out more content. But I feel like a bag of shit right now. And I thought that when I finished chemotherapy, that I would feel so much better. Or at least that I wouldn't feel like that again. But I feel like that again, you know? Because radiation is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. It's a lot harder than I thought. And so, yeah, I finished chemo almost a month ago. And chemo was great. Chemotherapy was, you know, it did everything it was supposed to do. And we've gotten a lot of good news back about, you know, what happened when I was in chemo. So that this is, it's all good. Everything's fine. But yeah, I thought for some reason, I don't know where I picked up this idea. Like at some point in my journey, I don't know where I got this, but somehow I figured that radiation was going to be a lot easier than chemo. And I was so wrong. I was so fucking wrong. Radiation is just as hard, if not harder. I thought it was going to be so much easier. But it sucks. I do not like it. 10 out of 10 would not recommend. Unless you are trying to shrink a tumor. Then 10 out of 10 would recommend. I would recommend radiation. 9 out of 10 cancer patients would recommend this radiation. I don't know. Radiation's, it's been a lot. But we're going to talk about that all today. But yeah. And if you can't tell, today's episode is brought to you in part by brain cancer. Brain cancer. You've got brain cancer. Click the link below and get 15% off your next purchase of brain cancer using the promo code Jacob Sharp has brain cancer. Sorry for the weird intro, everybody. This is the Mr. Friendship Podcast. I'm your host, Jacob Sharp, and we're getting into it. For those of you who are new listeners, welcome. This is typically the podcast where I interview friends and we talk about comedy and different things. But lately, since I was diagnosed with germinoma brain cancer, lately it's been all about that. Which is fair, because it's a lot. I got a lot to talk about. All right, and I think that's why I'm so rusty right now, and I think I'm so like kind of flustered is because I'm trying to put out episodes, and I think of things that I want to talk about, and then I get too sick or I get too tired, and then I just can't do it. But today I felt good, and today I felt good enough, and I have enough energy where I can, you know, at least sit and talk for an extended period of time. But yeah, I started radiation 3 weeks ago. And do not like it. And I find that with radiation versus chemotherapy, that a lot of people know a lot more, at least about chemo. And they know a lot less about radiation. Or they don't know the difference between the two. I've talked to so many people and they... And when they find out that I'm doing chemotherapy and radiation, they're like, "Well, I thought those were the same thing. I thought that was the same thing for your stupid cancer." Hold on, they're giving you two of the same thing with different names? How could they be the same thing with different names? You know? And no one, it seems like no one really knows the difference. But chemotherapy is I don't know why I'm giving a fucking TED talk on the difference between cancer treatments. But, you know, maybe a little education will help people. I don't fucking know. But yeah, chemotherapy is the use of, and these are not like medical terms I'm going to use. This is my description of what I think chemotherapy is. So maybe this won't be educational. This will just be what I think it is. But from my experience, chemotherapy is a use of like drugs that basically, you know, kill a lot of the cells in your body. And the purpose of it is to kill the cancer. What radiation is using, I don't want to sound like an idiot, but I'm going to say by using lasers, because they're using fucking lasers, and it's used to shrink the tumor. Typically, that is the difference between the two. One kills the cancer, the other one shrinks the tumor. And in my case, or in any case, if it's a malignant tumor, the tumor is what's creating the cancer. And chemotherapy can also shrink the tumor. But, you know, that's what my experience has been. And if I'm wrong, then I'm probably wrong. All I know is I go to the hospital and they're trying to save my fucking life, which has been great. Everyone over the quarantine has picked up new and exciting hobbies, you know, like baking or painting or exercise. And, you know, some of us have also picked up new hobbies like trying not to die from brain cancer. That's my best hobby. That's my favorite hobby that I've picked up over quarantine, is trying not to die from brain cancer. And maybe some of you too. You know? But yeah, like I remember when I first started chemo, and I was like, well, at least this is going to get easier. And I thought that chemo was the only time I was going to feel nauseous. And my least favorite part about cancer treatment has been the nausea. I have the worst tummy. For those of you long-time listeners, you know that I have horrific IBS. And I'm constantly queasy, and I do tons of damage to my stomach all the time anyways. And then to go through chemo and to feel that kind of sickness, like, I would much rather have, like, really, really sharp pain than feel nauseous. I hate feeling nauseous. And then when I went to go for, when I met with my radio oncologist and we talked about, like, radiation and, you know, what it was going to be like, the first thing he mentioned was, you're going to feel nausea and vomiting with this radiation regime. Uh-oh. I don't want to do that. I got to do it again? I just went through 60 bags of chemo. And I felt like garbage. And now I have to do 33 rounds of radiation and feel like fucking garbage. And it's been awful. And it's different type of nausea. Like, the nausea I felt with chemo was deep in my stomach. It felt like I was seasick. It was like really like queasy. And the thought, I would have to like adjust the way I thought about food, because just thinking about certain things would make me feel sick. But with radiation, the nausea is like in my throat, like it constantly feels like my mouth is constantly like salivating, because it feels like I'm preparing to throw up. And I do not like it whatsoever. I do not like it, Sam. I do not like it. But yeah, so I just finished my third week of radiation, though, and it's getting worse. It gets harder and harder, and I'm getting full brain and spine radiation, so all those lasers going right into my face and back. And there might be people listening who have been through radiation, and I know that there's tons of different types of radiation you can get. Like, you can get it all over your body, and I know some things are harder than others, and some things have different side effects. But yeah, I found out, like, we went through the side effects, and I found out that, like, the side effects were going to be nausea and vomiting. I'm not going to have hair back until Christmas. None of my hair will be back until Christmas. It takes 3 months after full brain radiation for your hair to grow back. So I'm going to look like this until Christmas, everybody. So happy holidays, all right? Happy holidays. Because your boy is going to be so bald in the holiday season. And it kind of, you know what? It's great because now it kind of lines me up for some freaking sick Halloween costumes. I'm debating I don't know. I want it to be a surprise. Never mind. I don't know what I'm going to be for Halloween yet, but I got some ideas. And for all of you people who are thinking that I'm going to do Mr. Clean, that's a cop out. All right? I've thought about it already, and I think it's a cop out. I think I can come up with something more creative. Yeah. So I got to check my notes and see what else I wanted to get tacking about. But yeah, I'm about halfway done my radiation, so that's like really good news. I don't know if people saw it on my Instagram story, but I posted the mask that I have to wear during radiation, and it's like a hard plastic mask, and it's like skin tight, and you have to be in it for, it's about 40 minutes a day when I get radiation. But yeah, it's a real intense thing, and the smell is crazy intense. The smell of radiation is awful. If anyone has ever had radiation done on their brain, you would know that I can't describe how bad the smell is. I hate it. I really hate the smell. And even thinking about it right now, my stomach's flipping. My stomach is flipping like freaking pancakes right now. Because I'm thinking about the smell of radiation. And I might throw up halfway through this episode. You don't know. You never know. I never know when I'm going to throw up. And that's a Jacob Sharp guarantee. You can quote me on that. You never know when you're going to throw up. And that is also brought to you in part by cancer. The smell is... It's hard to describe the smell because it's so... I've never smelled anything like it in my life, but it's so strong. And, throughout the past 3 weeks, we've been trying to... Because there's some people who struggle with the smell more than others, and I'm really struggling with the smell. And I'm just being a, like... As you can tell through this episode, I complain all the time. So I've just been complaining the entire time. And they suggested, you know, you can try chapstick, and maybe chapstick will help with covering up the smell. That didn't work. And then we tried Vicks VapoRub, and hopefully that would work, and it didn't work. And now we're doing Vicks VapoRub, chapstick, and a gauze covered in essential oils taped over my nose. So now there's no way that I could smell anything else. But I still smell the smell of radiation constantly. And then they explained to me, well, it's because the smell isn't actually outside. The smell actually doesn't exist for anyone except for the person receiving the radiation, because the smell is in my face. Because the lasers are going into my brain and into my face. So I'm smelling that internally. And I think, like, when I think about that, oh, fuck that. Hey, fuck that. Can we not do that? They're inserting a smell into my face. So it doesn't even matter if I cover up my nose. Because it's still, I still, like, taste it, and I can still smell it. And sure, like, the smell of the peppermint essential oils is great. And it settles my stomach, so I don't throw up in the mask that I'm in. But fuck a smell being inside your face that no one else can smell. Because they're burning my brain. They're burning my brain with lasers. You know? The way I would describe the smell of radiation is if you had wrapped your lips around the exhaust pipe of a car. And then, but that car ran on pool water. That's what it's like. It's like sucking the gas out of a pool water car. It's awful. Because it's almost like chlorine. But if chlorine was shit out of a car, you know? Yeah, sucking the farts out of a car, and if the farts were made of chlorine. That's how I would describe it. There you go. And there's a perfect explanation. Put me on your medical team, and I'll be able to tell all these new cancer patients what it's going to be like. Yeah, it's man, it's all, this has all been insane. It's been an insane, insane journey. But thanks for everyone for listening and being a part of this journey with me. I really appreciate it, you know? What else did I want to talk about? But yeah, I'm almost done, which is nice. That's good news. You know, we've had good news the whole time, which is I'm really grateful for, and I'm really, you know, I'm really happy that we've had this experience, you know, we've gotten good news with chemo, and then I should be done treatments September 15th, which is the day after my birthday. So it's the most exciting thing to me. And that was one of my goals. When I was diagnosed, I was hoping that I would be done by my birthday. And day after my birthday is perfect. God, I keep fucking burping. I'm disgusting right now. I am disgusting. I look like a thumb that just can't stop burping, you know? But yeah, so everything's been great. I'm almost done. We're almost there, gang. I'm halfway done radiation. And I should be done by next month. And dude, I'm going to have the biggest cry when I'm done. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but it's going to be like Tom Hanks at the end of Captain Phillips. I'm going to have a meltdown, like a huge meltdown. And I can't wait. I can't wait to have a huge fucking cry. It's going to be incredible. Maybe I'll film it. Maybe you guys can watch me go, I was hurt. You know how you cry? You know how you do be crying, though? Because I do be crying. A lot. Yeah. It's crazy, because I started cancer. I really got into cancer, you know, at the beginning of COVID. That's when I really got into cancer. Why did I say it like that? I started cancer. I started this new game called Cancer, and it's been a lot of fun. I almost beat the game, which is great. I'm about a month away from beating the game Cancer. Fuck, what was I about to say? Yeah, I started cancer. Or I started treatment in April, and the thing I've noticed most about being in the hospital and the thing I think I hate most about being in the hospital and certain cancer patients is watching people receive treatment and then go out for a cigarette. I can't believe it. It happens all the fucking time. The amount of patients that, like, the amount of cancer patients you see outside the hospital smoking is the biggest fuck you to the hospital and all the doctors. It's crazy to me. And I understand it's hard to quit smoking. And it must, like, it, and if, yeah, it sucks. And even if your cancer isn't related to smoking, it still must be hard to quit. But don't do that. You know, if you're still hooked up to the IV, don't go for a dart, dude. That seems like a big slap in the face to your medical team that's trying to, you know, save your life. But there's also people that, you know, they're just like, fuck it. I like smoking so much that I'd rather just die a smoker. I don't care. Which, you know, blows my mind, but fucking go for it. But I just can't believe how many times I'll watch someone go for a cigarette. You know? But maybe that's just me. Is that a me thing? Is that just a me thing, thinking that it's crazy to smoke a cigarette while you're receiving treatment for your cancer that could be caused by the smoking of a cigarette? I don't know. Like, if they told me I had to stop, I don't know, I'm trying to think of what my favorite fucking thing is. If they told me that I'd have to stop popping neck Nexits in public, then I would do it. And that would be, honestly, it'd be great news if that was the trick to beating my cancer, was to stop popping my Nexits in public. But it is one of the things I do a lot, and I don't realize that I'm doing it, but I do it a lot. And it's disgusting. But hey, I constantly do it, and I like doing it. But if they told me that if I stopped popping my Nexits in public and that would cure my cancer, then I would do it in a second. You know? Because I don't know if this is a me thing as well, but I would like to not die from cancer. You know? I feel like I've mentioned death a lot in this episode. This is an interesting episode. And I'm sorry if I'm bumming anybody out by mentioning it so much. But it's something that I've been thinking about a lot, you know? But I'm still feeling good, everybody. I'm still staying posy with all these posy vibes, you know? Yeah, I've also had two blood transfusions lately. I had two blood transfusions recently. And both went great. And let me tell you, there's nothing that there's nothing that'll perk you up like new blood. Because my blood is no good right now. Because of chemo and because of radiation, my blood sucks. My blood is my blood is crap. And that's the doctors, and that's, again, these are the medical terms. The doctors keep telling me, your blood is crap. Your blood is crud. Your blood is crud, dude. Because all of my doctors are 12 years old. Yeah, my blood is garbage, though. It sucks. It is garbage. But my blood do be garbage, though. It's awful. Like, I've been super anemic. So what that means is that my hemoglobin is really low. And what hemoglobin is the protein for your red blood cells. And that causes my red blood cell count to go down. And I've had a lot of heart issues because of that. Because my heart thinks that we need to pump more blood to the rest of my body. And that it works like overtime. So that's why when I get up to do something like brush my teeth, I gotta sit down to brush my fucking teeth. Because it feels like I'm running a marathon. You know? But yeah, man, if you're feeling a bit sluggish, then get a blood transfusion. And this episode is brought to you by blood transfusions. If you're feeling a bit low, hey, I'm Jacob Sharp, and do you feel a bit sluggish today? Do you feel that maybe, you know, you could use a little bit of a perk up? Then put that cup of coffee down and get yourself a cup of blood. Blood transfusions. You'll feel a lot better. But yeah, if your blood's crap, I would recommend it. It's great. Blood transfusions are fucking where it's at, dude. Man, I don't know if you guys can see it on the camera, but I'm starting to get like peach fuzz growing back on my face. Like, it's just on my, like, it's so weird that I have little fuzzies growing back on my face. I doubt you can see it, but it's super weird. Because I was expecting not to get any hair back. And for those of you who are just listening and not watching the video, just imagine it. Just imagine little fuzzies growing in only on my mustache, where my mustache would be, right on my chin, like I'm a fucking, like I'm a hardcore fan of like fucking, I don't know, Godsmack or Lamb of God or one of these fucking bands. And then right on my cheeks, like right on my contour, you know? I'm getting a perfect contour of little blonde hairs. And it's super gross. Like, mutton chops are gross. If you don't know what mutton chops are, it's just hair. It's just hair that's been left on your cheeks. And they shave everything else, but they just leave the cheeks into the sideburns. And that's what I have right now. Little fuzzies. I have little fuzzy mutton chops. And it's gross. And I'm sorry to my girlfriend, Eilish, who has to deal with this. Because it's like, it's gross. It's prepubescent, and I think I'm disgusting. And I hope, and there you go. If you have little, if you're like me and you're going through treatment and you're getting these little fuzzies back, it's gross. But everybody has little hairs, you know? Everybody's got fuzzies on their face. And fuzzies are okay. But fuck mutton chops, right? Fuck mutton chops. I think mutton chops are garbage. That's a shit hairstyle for your fucking face, man. Dear mutton chops, cut it the fuck out. One, the name is awful. Right away when you hear the word mutton chops, I just think of like an axe in the mud. Like it just sounds stupid and shitty. You know? Mutton chops are the hair version of saying I'm an online men's rights activist. That's how, if you have mutton chops, you're telling the world that you are a men's rights activist. If you have mutton chops, that's a great way of saying, I don't have one, I don't have two, but I have several American flag tank tops that I wear all summer long. You know? Having mutton chops is the equivalent of saying, I have a YouTube channel dedicated to teaching people how to play rhythm guitar. Mutton chops are the rhythm guitar of the face, for sure. Yeah. I think I've covered most of the stuff I wanna talk about. Oh, I wanted to talk about one more thing. So the only thing I'm trying to do with these podcasts right now is keep you guys updated with how treatment's going. But, you know, the one thing I'm happy about with radiation is that I don't have to stay in the hospital anymore. When I was receiving chemo, I was inpatient. So I would stay in the hospital for 5 days at a time, and I would get 2 weeks off and stay at home, and then I would go back in for 5 days at a time. And every one of those days, I'd be receiving 3 bags of chemo. And it was awful, and I hated it. I hate staying in the hospital because the food is so bad, and I can't believe that they serve the food they serve to people who are suffering from nausea. And right now I'm thinking about it, and I might throw the fuck up. Oh my God. Nope. There you go. You never know. You never know when you're going to throw up. But yeah, like, I'm just happy to be home and to be with Eilish for this and to, you know, to have her when I'm receiving this and when I'm trying to recover. But the other thing I'm thankful for is to not be rooming with old guys anymore. Because I would constantly be rooming with old men. This whole experience, that's all I've done is room with old men. If you remember episode 19, when I reveal my brain cancer surprise, when I pulled the curtain back and revealed that I had cancer this whole time, when in that episode I talk about Tony, and if you've listened to that episode or if you haven't, please go listen to it. I talk about this guy named Tony who I shared a room with after I had my craniotomy, where they cut open my face and took a piece of my tumor and, you know, and then we found out it was full of cancer. When I was in recovery there, I was rooming with Tony, and Tony was a disaster. And if you want to hear more about Tony, go listen to episode 19, because I talk a lot about Tony and how much of a disaster he is. But I've also roomed with three other old guys. And every time, it's been a nightmare, except for one. Every time I've shared a room with an old guy, it's been a lot of them complaining to nurses and being super rude, either making really awkward, like almost sexual comments, or they're complaining about stuff that is completely out of the nurse's control, and they're constantly ringing their bell and asking for stuff. I remember one day I was rooming with this fucking guy and with this fucking guy. And, I think he had just gotten out of a surgery. I don't know. We only shared a room for like 2 days, and, he wouldn't shut the fuck up. And two, if he ever got double of something in his food, he would seriously talk about it for the entire day. He would be like, oh, Looks like I got two muffins in my meal today. How many muffins did you get? And I'd be like, I don't know, man, fucking one. And he'd be like, oh, I got two. Lucky day for me, huh? Looks like I'm gonna beat cancer today, huh? But not you, because you got fucking one. And he wouldn't shut up about getting like two muffins or something. And I'd be like, hey, man, I'm trying not to throw up right now. And he wasn't even receiving chemo. He was just there after a surgery and like in recovery. And I was like, hey, man, I'm trying to focus on this right now. Can you please shut the fuck up? I don't care that you're from Guelph and that you think that Guelph has changed. You know? Because that's the only other thing he talked about was that he was from Guelph. And I made the mistake of mentioning that I was born in Guelph. And he wouldn't shut the fuck up about Guelph. He kept talking about it. Oh, camera just went out. Whoops. Well, whatever. He kept talking about Guelph. And I haven't lived in Guelph since I was about two. But he kept mentioning things being like, wow, man, have you seen, like, and I don't know the fucking names of things, but he was just like, have you seen what's happened to fucking Johnson Street? It's all different. It's all condos now. And I was like, yeah, man, I haven't been there since I was two. So I have no idea. I have no frame of reference of what you're talking about. He was like, oh, well, the city's changing completely. And that was it. He needed one thing about me. He needed to know one thing that we had in common. And he didn't shut the fuck up about it. And he would do crazy shit like walk around the room and start reading. Like this is such old guy stuff. He would just start reading like the, medical, procedure information that would be like taped to the wall. That's like, you know, when you see things that are like, you got to make sure you fucking wash your hands. He would read that shit out. He would walk around and look for stuff to read out loud. And then look back at me and be like, that's pretty interesting, huh? And I would just want to be like, nurse, fucking, I don't know, put something in my IV and put me out of my misery, because this is much worse. I appreciate having cancer now, because this is much worse than having cancer. You putting me in a room with a crazy old guy really makes me appreciate my life. Because it sucks. Because life in here, whoa, this sucks. The only time I've liked living with an old guy in the hospital was this guy named Nick. And Nick was incredible, because Nick only spoke Portuguese, and he never spoke to me once. So Nick was incredible. And Nick was the best roommate I've ever had during cancer. He was incredible. After rooming with all these men who would just constantly be complaining and just talking to me and reading shit out, Nick didn't say a thing. After all these guys who were bothering me like crazy, Nick just left me alone. And I really appreciated Nick. Nick barely even looked at me. Easily the best person I've met during my cancer treatment. Because also, if I heard another old guy look at me and go, you're pretty young, I'm going to lose my shit. Oh, sorry, dude. I didn't know they had an age limit on having fucking cancer, okay? Why don't you turn over and stop talking about your favorite beer and how much Guelph has changed, okay? Put me in a room with Nick. With perfect Nick. Who didn't even look at me. That was the guy I should have been rooming with the whole time. He was incredible. And this episode is brought to you in part by old guys who can't speak English very well and don't bother you during your cancer treatment. Get 15% off your next purchase of an old guy who can't speak English very well and doesn't bother you during your cancer treatment using the promo code FUCKOLDGUYS in the cancer hospital. that was a weird tangent, but yeah, man, shout out to Nick for not even looking at me and making me really appreciate, fucking silence. And if you're an old guy out there, shut the fuck up. If you're an old guy out there, why don't you shut the fuck up, you know? I think this has gone on long enough. I hope you guys are enjoying this. I hope this isn't boring anybody. I know I've only been talking about cancer for the past fucking, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. But, yeah. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about today. Thanks for making it this far, everybody. And thanks for listening to the Mr. Friendship podcast. And to all the old listeners, thank you. And to all the new listeners, thank you. And, yeah, we're all doing great. I hope everyone's, you know, staying healthy, drinking water, and getting sleep. Because it's crazy important. I hope I don't become, like, one of those people, though. Like, I am already that person that, I take certain things really seriously now because of my health has almost been taken away from me. But I hope I'm not one of those people that like, looks at someone and is like, you know, that's actually not good. I had cancer, and that's not something you should be fucking doing. Because that's crazy annoying. I shouldn't be imposing my shit on other people. But I probably fucking will. You'll hear me do it on the podcast for sure. I already did it this episode. I was complaining about people smoking. I'm an asshole. But whatever. It's all good. That's the end of the episode, guys. Thanks for making it this far. You know, like, subscribe, comment, all that fun stuff. Yeah. I hope everyone's staying safe and staying healthy. And, you know, thanks for all the love and support. I appreciate everybody very much. All right, bye.